It's Christmas Eve, and you're here, and it's wonderful. It is such a joy to be with all of you who are gathered here in the sanctuary and those who are joining us over live stream. The joy is just filling me up, and I'm so glad to be part of this worship service with you. This service of Christmas Eve worship is especially led by our children here at West End United Methodist Church. And on Christmas Eve, all of us are children, and we remember the excitement of this night as we wait for the birth of Christ to be announced, as we are surrounded by friends and family, and it is a privilege to be together on this night with you. We want to welcome those family members and guests who may be with us for the very first time, whether you're joining us here in the sanctuary or on live stream. We hope that you feel the Spirit of Christ, the joy of Christmas surrounding you on this night. So let us open our hearts to hear the good news that a Savior has been born unto us this night.
Tonight we are excited. Tonight we are expectant. Tonight we are on tiptoe. Let us remember why this night is a holy night. There is much to celebrate this day. The Christ child, the promised one, has been born. Let us turn toward our Savior, trusting in his unconditional love and boundless grace as we confess our sins together. Lord of Christmas peace, we have done wrong. We have tarnished the gift you gave freely. We have buried you so deeply in our hearts that the world would hear you. We have not followed Christ. We have not ignored, we have ignored your teaching. We have lived lives of apathy against your love. We have built fences and fortresses to push people away, and we have silenced the screams of those in need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from our sin. Free us from our captivity. Free us to a life lived in joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ is come. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer one another signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her baby. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I see I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day, to the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah to the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a mountainly and heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God from the highest. Heaven and earth on peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw, they made know that what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard about this amazing as amazement at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Have angels and shepherds and wise ones and sheep and a bear and all sorts of wonderful animals. We have the whole nativity set right here in front of us that we get to see. And you help us see the story of Jesus' birth. So I've been thinking about how Jesus was born. I'm sorry if I'm blocking your view. I'm not sure where to. How about if I sit down? They don't want to see me. They want to see you. Okay, I've been thinking about when Jesus was born. Now, how many of you are shepherds? We have some shepherds in here? Yeah. So the shepherds were watching their sheep at night. It was nighttime when they went to visit Jesus. And it was nighttime when they saw the angels. How many of you are angels? We see all the angels with your glittering halos. The angels came to the shepherds at night, and they lit up the night sky. Then we have the story of the Magi, the wise ones. We sometimes call them kings. How many wise ones do we have? I see some crowns and some robes. The wise men found where Jesus was by following a star. And you all followed a star up here, so they made their visit to Jesus at night also. And then we've got lots of animals. Look at the animals. Raise your hands. Yeah, the animals stayed with Mary and Joseph and Jesus all night long, and they watched over Jesus as he slept. So that reminds me that Jesus is with us in the daytime and the nighttime. You know, sometimes when I was little, when I was your age, even sometimes now, I get a little scared of the dark. But then I remember the wonderful things that God does at night, that God sent Jesus to us in the middle of the night. So next time maybe you're feeling a little scared of the dark, or you're feeling sad and maybe some feelings that feel a little dark, remember that God is with us. You know the song we sing, Come, O Come, Emmanuel? Sometimes Jesus was called Emmanuel, and that means God is with us. God is with us in all things, and that's the best Christmas present ever. Let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you so much for sending us the gift of Jesus, your love that we can see in this baby that was born on Christmas. We thank you that he was born in the middle of the night so that we might know that whether in the daytime or the nighttime, you are always with us and we never have to be alone or afraid. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen, and Merry, Merry Christmas. Now we're going to say, and wait here for Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus to come see us. Look, they're coming. Here they come. Can you see them? Thank you.
Please rise in body or in spirit and join with me in the affirmation of faith written by the Children's Sunday School classes in 2008. We believe God, our Creator, saves us, shepherds us, loves us, invites us to love, and lives within us all. We believe Jesus is God's Son, who teaches us, leads us with kindness, and sacrificed himself for us. We believe Jesus came to live on earth to save our lives and to spread the joyful news of God and God's Spirit. We believe being part of the church means friends, choir, and the Lord's Prayer, and fun crafts in Sunday school. We believe we should always speak and act kindly to everyone, because God said so. You may be seated. What a joy to give generously. And so today, as we give our offerings, you can give them in the narthex in boxes, or if you're online worshiping with us, you can click on the link. Remember, it's the end of the year, and so I remind you to fulfill your pledges. Thank you.
Thank you. The Lord our God is with us. Lift your hearts and voices high. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God everywhere and at all times. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
God, all glory be to you at this blessed Christmas time for the gift of your own Son, born a poor child, peasant king, for the love you sent us, for the life he shared with us, for the sacrifice he made, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. On the night in which
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it as he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." After supper, he took the cup, gave you thanks, and giving it, said, "Drink this cup. It is my life, poured out for you and for everyone." Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
When we eat this holy bread, when we drink this holy cup, we sense his presence anew and his victory await. We remember and proclaim what your Son has done for us in his life, in his death, and as he rises and ascends.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Now accept our sacrifice as we surrender ourselves. Send your Holy Spirit down on us here and on our gifts. Help us through this bread and wine know the presence of our Christ. Make us one with him today and with humankind, we pray.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
And now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. The table is set, and everyone who is here is invited to come to this table. Everyone, even who are not here, are invited at this table, because the host is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate this night. And so we welcome all to participate in communion tonight. We invite you to come forward to receive a piece of the bread. If you will, open your hands, and the servers will place the bread in your hands, and a server will place a cup in your hands. You are invited to kneel at the altar rails and pray as long as you would like. If you would rather not come forward to receive communion, I will be making my way around the sanctuary with these communion sets that are prepackaged that you can open yourself, and I'll be happy to share those with you if you're more comfortable receiving in that way. When we come forward in this congregation, one of our traditions is to offer a gift for one of the missions of our congregation. Our offering plates are in the center aisle if you feel led to give a second gift. Our communion offering tonight goes for the Lunches for Hope program in Benin, Africa. The funds will be used by a former West End member, Hilarion Vegba, who worshiped and studied with us when he was enrolled in a program at Vanderbilt. And this ministry provides daily lunches for 30 girls who are enrolled in that education program, and they'll receive lunch 5 days a week for 9 months of the school year. Our goal is $5,400, which we hope we can fully fund lunches for 1 year. And now, my friends, my family in Christ, the table is set. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is given for you this night. Come and receive the grace that is offered.
Thank you.
you join me in giving thanks for the grace that we have received this night. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
This is a holy night, a night where we celebrate the gift of Christ in all of our lives. May we go from this place to share the love, the light, and the joy of God with us, Emmanuel. Amen.